Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 354, The Great Light. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Isaiah 9:2. Let that settle for a moment. The people who walked in darkness, not who passed through it, not who visited it on a bad week, walked in it. It was the ground they knew, the air they breathed, the only horizon they had seen for as long as they could remember. Isaiah doesn't soften that. He looks at where the people are, and he calls it what it is, darkness, the shadow of death. And do you know what that means for you and me? It means God never asks us to pretend. He doesn't say, cheer up, it's not that bad. He comes to find us exactly where we are, in the depth of the night, in the place where hope feels like it burned out a long time ago. But then comes the turn, and it is glorious. They saw a great light. The verb is past tense, my friend. Not they will see someday. They saw. The promise has already been fulfilled. Centuries before Bethlehem, Isaiah was already seeing it. The way you can sometimes sense the dawn before the sun clears the horizon. And that light, he announced, was born. Born in a stable, into a world that was also wrapped in darkness. And nothing, absolutely nothing, has been able to put it out. Not hatred, not the cross, not the tomb. And notice this detail, because it changes everything. The light shone on them, not because of them, not because they had earned it, not because they had managed to get everything right. Grace doesn't work that way. It is not a prize you achieve. It descends. It covers. It transforms. God sent the light because sending light is his nature, and he sent it over people who were in exactly the same place you might be standing today. Jesus said it himself, and he had every right to say it. I am the light of the world. Isaiah saw from far off what we now get to see up close. The Son of God, born to shine into every dark corner of our lives. Not the corners that are already tidy, the ones we lock and hide. Those corners, that is precisely where the light goes in. And this light does not flicker. It does not go out when the money runs short, when a relationship is breaking, when the future feels as closed as a night without stars. The promise holds. Those who are in Christ have already passed from darkness into light. That turning has already happened. It is permanent. It is forever. So today, do this, and do it for real. Before breakfast, light a candle or switch on a lamp. Stand there in the quiet for a moment, look at that light, and say out loud, not just in your head, out loud, thank you, Jesus, for being my light. Let that simple act anchor your morning. Let it remind your heart that you are not in darkness anymore, no matter what this day decides to bring. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.